Anticipation for the 2014 season continues here at Winter Park as the regular season approaches, but earlier in the week, we had reason to reflect back on Vikings history because one of our former great players has been nominated as the senior nominee for the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2015. So we have longtime Viking Fred Zamberletti, former trainer, a historian of ours right now. Freddie has been with the Vikings every step of the way since the club's inception into the NFL in 1961. So no one in the building knows more about Mick than you, Fred Zamberletti. What was your reaction when you heard the good news for Mick?
I was excited. It's a great day in Viking history for Tinglehoff to go in because he exemplified everything that a Viking should be. He was skilled. He was tough, very competitive, and he deserves it. And he doesn't have to back up to get in. He deserves it all the way.
He played, you know, so much of Hall of Fame players are judged on when it comes to getting into the Hall of Fame is individual accolades and longevity. He has all of that, and we'll get to it in a minute. But a big part of it is team success. The Vikings didn't win a Super Bowl with Mick, but they played in four with Mick, and they won a bunch of division titles. In fact, they won 10 division titles in Mick's last 11 seasons. So he was an integral part of winning teams.
That's not bad, is it?
That's pretty good. And he was a big reason for those wins, I would imagine.
Definitely. We went to Caney Camp in Bemidji a lot of times. That he would be the only center we had in camp because the backup that we brought in, he was always hurt. And we would up there, it was training camps were long and hard, and he would be out there going full go, and we would put the ball on the 20-yard line and just scrimmage up and down the field. And he never asked to get out. He played when he was hurt a lot of times. And people don't realize what a great special teams player he was. He made a lot of tackles on special teams. He was a linebacker playing center. And he was the kind of guy that you couldn't hold Tinglehoff out of the lineup. You couldn't tell him that he wasn't going to play because he'd tell you he was, and you didn't argue with Mick.
And you didn't argue with Bud Grant either, and you know that as well as anyone. You've been with Bud longer than anyone in the building. But Mick Tinglehoff must have been a Bud Grant kind of guy to play 240 straight games for him.
Everything about him. We're opening the season up against New Orleans, and our team doctor was going to the Orient. And he left with instructions that Tinglehoff was not to play that weekend. Well, he got on the plane. Tinglehoff said, "I'm playing," and he did play. He had a separated shoulder, and it was a very severe separation, and he went out and played. But not only that, he played, but he played well. There's a difference between making it into the lineup and showing up, but to go out there and play well, that's a whole different story.
We know about the Purple People Eaters, the vaunted defensive line that the Vikings had during the era in which Tinglehoff played. Tinglehoff is kind of a Purple People Eater on the offensive side of the football, I suppose.
He was, and of course, Purple People Eaters were pretty good. And we had an offensive line coach that would get very upset with the defense because when they decided to bring it, there wasn't anybody that was going to block them. And they completely destroy the practice. And but old Ting got his licks in. I've seen Ting. He was also pretty good with his fists. I saw him one time where after a game that we played the Rams to a 0-0 tie, four quarters, hot day. And after the game, some guys in a double-decker bus was going by, and they were urinating in front of the players' wives. Well, our players went after these guys. Tinglehoff was right in the middle of it. Boy, I mean, they didn't want to face him because he could use these dukes.
Well, every Hall of Famer that's come through the Winter Park walls and Met Stadium walls, you've seen go through, and hopefully Mick Tinglehoff will join that class. Mick's going to watch this, so take a look into the camera and give us a message to Mick. What would you say to him if you could say something to him right now?
Ting, we're very proud of you, and it's been a long time coming. Nobody knows what you went through to be there all those games but me. And I respect that. I appreciate it. You make every trainer look good. Thanks, Mick.